You're listening to WUWM. I'm Annalise Henzel. The Wisconsin legislature gets back into action today. All 99 members of the state assembly will be sworn in for another 2 years, while half the state senate will take the oath of office for new four-year terms. WUWM's Marty Michelson joins us to tell us what kind of issues lawmakers will take up in this next session. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning.
So Republicans secured even larger majorities in the elections that we had last November. What does that mean heading into this new session?
Well, the GOP picked up one more seat in the assembly. That increases their margin 64 to 35, and it's the largest Republican majority in 60 years. They've also taken a 20 to 13 lead in the state Senate after knocking off Democrat Julie Lassa of Stevens Point. So what this means is they'll have even more muscle to flex as they pursue their agenda.
Well, what is that agenda? What are some of the big issues the legislature will start working on right away?
The short answer, the state budget, and in particular, how to plug a $1 billion hole in the transportation department. It's expected to be one of the most contentious problems of the session.
You've reported on some details about the governor's transportation budget that have come out in the past few months, and that the issue has divided people in his own party.
It definitely has. Governor Walker is proposing a mix of borrowing and delaying road projects in order to fix the deficit, while Republican leaders in the assembly have other ideas, and those include tax and fee increases.
Another area where we are likely to see a lot of attention in the budget is surrounding education, both K-12 and at the university level.
That's right. Governor Walker is promising a sizable increase in funding for K-12 public schools and raising state-imposed limits on school district spending. At the university level, Walker is vowing an increase in funding for the UW system after cutting $250 million in the last budget. He's indicated he wants to tie funding to performance, such as enrollment and graduation rates. And there could be a struggle over tuition, as the UW is pushing for an increase after 4 years of freezes.
Well, this is a pretty full slate in just the budget alone, and you mentioned that it will occupy lawmakers as they go back to work pretty quickly. What are some of the other hot-button issues that you are expecting to have arise as the year goes on?
Lawmakers could be in for a fight over the Department of Natural Resources and how it's managed. The DNR has proposed its own reorganization, which Governor Walker was going to include in his budget, but now a separate bill has surfaced that would break up the DNR into five different agencies. Environmental groups are opposed to the idea, but the governor recently said it's worth exploring. And a Republican lawmaker plans to revive a battle over whether transgender people may use certain bathrooms. His new proposal would apply to people of all ages, barring them from using public restrooms across the state that don't conform to the gender of their birth.
Well, Democrats certainly are likely to weigh in on many of these proposals from Republicans, but do Democrats also have an agenda of their own in mind?
Yes. Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca says the biggest issues Democrats will push include a higher minimum wage and paid sick leave. He promises Democrats will be more focused in the new session and will hold more hearings in rural areas to connect with voters.
Thank you for your insight, Marty. We look forward to your reporting in coming weeks as the legislature gets its work underway.
You're welcome, Annalise.